Hello, hello, and welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is your go-to destination for all things podcasting. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're just dipping your toes into the world of audio storytelling. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, better known as the DE Diva, and I'm here to guide you through the wonderful world of podcasting every step of the way. With a new episode dropping every Saturday at 10 a.m., my mission is simple: to help you become the best podcaster you can be. Whether you're a boomer looking to share your wisdom with the world, or a millennial eager to make your mark in the digital sphere, I've got tips and tricks and insights to share. As the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises and author of Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guides, I've been in the podcasting game since 2015, and let me tell you, I've learned a thing or two along the way. So grab your headphones, settle in, and let's get this party started with this podcasting journey together. Welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is actually episode number 367. And this is where I help you navigate the wonderful world of podcasting, no matter your age or experience. And I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, and I'm thrilled to be with you today, especially coming off of last week's PodNo 2024 presentation. It was amazing. And I want to thank everyone that came out and joined us for that full day of podcasting, pointers and tips, speeches. I learned so much. I took notes. I mean, I loved presenting, unleashing the potential of podcasting for small business owners, but I learned so much more from other presenters. And if you missed it, you really, really missed it. It was a great, great day. So again, this is episode number 367, and it's podcast planning, scripting your show. Yep, you've got to be ready. Why? Because life be life and then things happen. So you've got to plan. Now, you know, life can be unpredictable. One minute, you're all set to record. The next minute, something throws your entire schedule out the window. That's why I want to talk about today, planning and scripting your podcast episodes, because when life happens, having a plan in place can make all the difference. So let's start with the basics. Why is it important to plan out and script your podcast episodes in advance? Now, some people say, I just want to wing it. You know, I'm just going to get on the mic and talk. But really, it helps you to stay organized and focused. Instead of just rambling, going off on a tangent, and forgetting some important things, having a script ensures that you cover all the topics that you want to discuss in a clear and concise manner. But more importantly, planning ahead helps you to anticipate and, check out this, mitigate any potential issues that might rise, whether it's technical difficulties, your mic's not working, your computer went down, unexpected interruptions, you know, your cell phone provider or your internet provider is doing a change. You know, that happens with Xfinity all the time, or you just simply run out of time. So having a plan in place helps you to stay flexible, and you can move if those curveballs are thrown in your way, right? So you can be fluid in your process. Now, if you're doing a solo podcast, planning and scripting your episodes might seem tough, but it's not. I've got some tips for you. First of all, remember I talked about your topic. Last week, we talked about your topic and choosing your topic or your niche. Think about the ideas for your episodes. Do a brain dump. Just sit there and say, I want to talk about this week, this the next week, so on and so on. That's what I do. I create a list of topics. And then I say, okay, I'm going to talk about this on the 24th, or I'm going to talk about this on, you know, the second week in March. Plan it out because it helps you stay focused and it keeps those topics in the forefront. What key points do you want to get across to your listeners? And once you've done that, you can start working on that rough outline. Start fleshing out your script. You don't have to do it, you know, when you start recording, it does not have to be read, right? You want to be able to just be fluid. Like, keep your audience in mind. What's going to resonate with them? Are you going to be professorial, or you're just going to be fun, inspirational, motivational, educational? How are you getting your listeners to stay with you? You know who they are. You know, talk to them, ask them. Remember I said, engage with your target market audience. Ask them how, you know, what are some topics that you want to hear about? And that's why I'm asking you, you know, what topics do you want me to cover on the Delaware Blogger podcast on Saturdays? But I want it to be something that you're interested in, because I can always talk about other things like Podno last week, or, you know, what's coming up in the spring, my blog, you know. But no, we're going to stay on task here and continue going with why podcast planning and scripting your shows is a must. Don't forget, when you're scripting those shows, you want to, you know, talk beginning. What is it that you want to cover? And also include your CTA, right, throughout the episode. Of course, you want your listeners to do something after they finish listening to the show. What is your CTA? Do you want them to go to your website? Do you want them to purchase a copy of Podcasting Your Purpose, a resource guide? Maybe you want them to join you on your 5-week podcasting coaching course. Whatever the case may be, what is it that you want us to do? What is it that you want your listener to do? Do you want them to find and follow you on your other social media platforms, on your blog? Whatever the case may be, make sure that you have that CTA throughout the episode and, of course, at the end as well. Now, when you're planning and scripting your episodes for interviews, that's another whole ball of wax. That is another whole layer. And you know what? I have the Out and About with Antoinette podcast on Wednesdays, and those are interviews. So when someone guests reach out to me, or if I reach out to a guest, I need to know a little bit about them. So if you're interviewer, you want to research your guests. What is their area of expertise? And their area of expertise has to fit into your niche, into your target market audience. What is it that they can do to enhance your show, not detract from it? And what do you want to do? What do you want to cover during the interview? Now, some people say, listen to previous interviews that they've had and then pull the content from that. Personally, I don't do that. I don't want to, you know, regurgitate an episode that they've already done before. I don't want to ask them the same questions that was asked by another host. So get the questions that you want that's going to be more, you know, it's going to help you, the flow of your show, and going to get the most out of their knowledge and experience. So I usually send a registration and a release form. And in that registration, I ask some simple questions. And if you want a copy of that form, it's a simple Google Doc, I'll send that to you. Just send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com and put in the subject line Google form or release and registration form. Once I get that form back, I will create a Q&A script. And that Q&A script I send to my guests the day before so that they can get used to the flow of the show. And I also include a link to a previous episode so that they can get an idea of how I talk and how, you know, I am with my guests. So research your guests, find out what their area of expertise is that fits your niche, and then what topics do you want to cover during the interview? And if you send them a few questions in advance, it'll help with the flow of the show, because you may ask a question and they have to stop and pause because it just flew out of their head. They got a brain fart, and you know that happens. So once you've done that, you've got that rough outline for the interview, reach out to them, schedule a time. I use my calendar link. Yep, I send them the link to my calendar and then they can choose the time. And I only record on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Those are the only times. And it's, you know, but if there's a guest that, you know, just cannot do during the week, I will, you know, reach out to them and say, hey, what about Sunday night? But again, basically, I just like to keep Tuesdays and Thursdays as my recording dates. And, you know, I just let them know we can do it at your lunch hour, if you're at home, or, you know, if you're at work, just close the office door. We're good. And make sure that they know that, you know, you're going to be talking about certain things. And that's why the script comes in handy. And if you hit it and quit it, 15, 20 minutes is good. Sometimes, you know, a podcast interview can go longer, but I try to keep it between 15 to 20 minutes because I just really kind of want to cover some of the basics, you know, have them share what they're doing, what book they've written. You know, I mean, just check out and about with Antoinette every Wednesday. And I'll leave the link to that show as well in these show notes. And remember, once you're into the interview, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to say. That's it. Listen, actively listen to your guests and then ask follow-up questions to keep the conversations flowing. And don't forget, this is your show. And if they start to go off on a tangent, bring them back in. Yep. Bring them back in nicely. You know, you can be doing a show and you can be talking about ABC and they want to talk about XYZ. And now everything is like all over the place. But, you know, if you can bring them back using some levity, some, you know, be lighthearted. Oh, you know what? That was a great story, but I really want to know about blah, 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 blah. Make it light, make it fun, make it comfortable. You've seen, you know, guests on talk shows before, and you've seen where the guests were really good and the guests that weren't really good. So, you know, kind of have fun with it. You don't, it doesn't have to be lockstep. It doesn't have to be written verbatim. But again, if they start to go off on a tangent, you know, in la la land, bring them back in. And don't forget, when you finish, listen to it. And sometimes you may edit it. Other times you may not need to edit it. If it's a really, you know, if somebody has a coughing fit or something, you'll cut that out. But really the general ahs and ums, they're good. Really don't worry about cutting them out because that is how we speak. And we are not robots. We are not robots. Remember, I've got the Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide, and there, all this book, all this information's in there as well. Or you can listen to some other episodes as well, because, you know, I just want to help you out, right? I just want to help you out. So that just a few short tips for today with regards to either, you know, planning out your podcast and scripting it so that it's a successful show. And I hope that this episode you found to be helpful and informative. And thank you for tuning in. And if you want to share this, you want to leave a review, I'd love that too. So until the next time, this is the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, wishing you and yours a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye. Well, my friends, that's the end of today's episode. Yep, the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And I hope you found the discussion to be helpful and inspiring as you continue on your podcasting journey. Remember, new episodes drop every Saturday at 10 a.m. So mark your calendars and join me again next week for more tips, insights, and some behind-the-scenes stories in the world of podcasting. And don't forget, if you're looking to take your podcasting to the next level, be sure to check out Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide. And I also have that podcast coaching services. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more. And whether you're a newbie or a seasoned vet, I'm here to help you reach your podcasting goals. So send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And until the next time, see ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.